Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have my next guest. I have followed him for quite some time. I followed him way back in the old days before when he was a gun rights examiner. And I've followed him ever since. And it's because of the stuff he writes. Plus, now I've sort of affiliated myself as tightly as I can be to Second Amendment Foundation. And he does a lot of good work for them as well. Joining me for the first time ever from the beautiful evergreen state of Washington is Dave Workman. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, how do you do? I certainly appreciate the invitation. And I bet you we have a lot to talk about, don't we?
Well, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Now, how close are you to Allen in Bellevue? Are you in?
Well, his office is right across the way from mine.
Right. Okay.
And I am the senior director of communications here for SAF and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and I'm also the editor in chief of two publications that go out of here, the gunmag.com, which used to be Gun Week,
right,
and Liberty Park Press, which Alan launched about 5 years ago now. And I'm also the executive editor of a thing called Point Blank. So I'm a career journalist, actually. You know, whatever else I do around here, I'm always a working journalist. So
totally understand.
It's a lot of fun. So,
but you're also in a very interesting geographic area, politically speaking. Here recently, you wrote about an event where you have this socialist councilwoman who wanted to defund the police, but then something occurred where now the police had to mobilize and get out there and find somebody. We had to find these villains. And when I read the article, I was laughing as I read the article just because of the sheer, I don't know if it's the audacity, the arrogance, the irony, the stupidity. I don't know. Tell me about this councilwoman.
Well, we're talking about the world famous almost Kashama Sawant. She was elected to the Seattle City Council about 5 or 6 years ago, if I recall correctly. And she has become absolutely notorious for her anti-police stance. She was even sued by a couple of Seattle police officers after she accused him of committing a murder during one of her campaign speeches. And she has been absolutely no friend at all to police. She certainly doesn't like gun owners. And yet, when it appeared, rephrase that, when it turned out recently that somebody was pelting her house with human excrement. I hear you snickering again.
Yeah.
She immediately called the police and said, "Hey, you know, I want you to find these people." And of course, right now the police are dealing with multiple homicides they have to investigate. We just had another one over here at a high school in Seattle, Ingram High School, where one kid was shot dead in a hallway in the school by another kid. They've got the kid in custody and an apparent accomplice. But with all of that stuff going on and rising violent crime and rising property crime, Sawant wants the police to dedicate their resources to finding this vandal that has been pelting her home with poop. And it just, the irony of that is just overwhelming. And, you know, I could make a lot of jokes. There's probably a lot of jokes floating around about this. But the irony of Kashama Sawant making such a demand and whining about it in the pages of the newspapers is so, it's just bizarre. Let's just say it's bizarre, and that's even by Seattle standards. So, and I have to admit, I did have a good time writing about that at Animal Land.
Well, I mean, now she wanted to defund the police, right?
Yeah.
And now, is there actually a statute, for example, that somebody violated when they hurled human excrement at her house? Is there something that in the?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That is definitely against the law, but, you know, we could sit here and try to figure out if somebody thought she was just down to court, but you know, I don't know what was it. Who could tell what goes through the mind of somebody who would do something so gross,
yeah,
as fire off lobs of poop at somebody's house?
Well, I mean, see, hadn't even thought about that part. All I was thinking about was what kind of a person gets out there and gathers their projectiles, so to speak. Where do they gather them? And then I had not thought about how do you propel them on their festive flight headed to Councilwoman Sawant's house as they were on their way out there. Did they ever catch? Are they making?
To my knowledge, no. The perpetrator has not been apprehended yet. Of course, the police have been busy trying to find people who actually killed somebody.
Yeah.
You know, thanks largely to Sawant's efforts a couple of years ago, and she had a lot of help from far left members of the city council. They have defunded the police department. I think took something like $85 million out of the budget.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of years, by some reports, Seattle has lost somewhere beyond 300 or 400 police officers. I know a few of them who transferred to different agencies because they were just tired of it. Others took retirements, which, you know, so that's certainly well within their right to do that. You know, when you spend 20 years on the street dealing with nothing but dirt bags, why, you know when it's time to get out. And you can't fault people like that who literally after the so-called summer of love of 2020, when the city experienced almost weekly, if not nightly, demonstrations, with some term pretty violent. You know, any cop with his right mind would say, you know, I think I'd rather go fishing in Oregon for a change. And so they decided to pull the plan. And Seattle has had a problem recruiting new officers, to my understanding, simply because of the political environment over there. Now, where I'm at, my office is in Bellevue, which is on the east side of Lake Washington. Seattle is on the west side. So Washington State politics, as we saw the other day in the midterms, is pretty much dominated by Democrats. And Alan Gottlieb and I like to kid each other. We tell people when we're being interviewed, hey, we're behind enemy lines here.
Yeah.
And that's really pretty well true. So Kashama Sawant fits right into that scenario because she is at least in some part responsible for that scenario.
I'm coming up on the first break. If you can hang on for me, sir.
Sure.
Dave Workman, you can find his stuff. This is straight off the pages of Amoland.com, the biggest website of its type on the planet. He is a writer there of high note. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with writer Dave Workman. I mean, if you weren't here earlier, I could tell you the other stuff that he does on a daily basis, but this segment's only 8 minutes long. And where I'm just looking at the latest stuff he has written lately that has been published at Ammoland.com. Your stuff gets republished all over the place, just like Wine Gardens and just like everybody else's that publishes at Ammoland, don't you?
Well, that's what I understand. And then, you know, it's very kind of people to do that by sharing. That's really how a place like Ammoland or the Gun Mag, for example, where I'm the editor, or Liberty Park Press, any of these online publications, that's really how we increase our circulation.
Yeah.
By readers who pick that stuff up and just share it with hundreds, maybe even thousands of people around the country. And that it, you know, it's really a good way to get the message out, because I guarantee you, Bill, we're not going to get that message out in the mainstream media. They just won't do it.
No. But I mean, the one thing about this, and I think the reason that all of this gets reprinted, is that the actual gun talking journalists, do you think there's 100 of them out there all across the United States? Is that many that are actually getting any circulation at all?
Well, you know, probably not.
Yeah.
For example, there's me, there's Dean Weingarten, of course, who writes for Ammo Land. There's Lee Williams, who is widely known as the gun writer.
Yep, yep, yep.
His stuff, he actually does a thing for the Second Amendment Foundation. It's the SAF Investigative Journalism Project. And I'm delighted every time he comes up with something. And I've told him this several times, since I'm the editor, I really don't have to worry too much about anything that he does, except for typographical errors.
Right.
Because he's a good reporter. He checks his stuff.
Right.
And there really are a handful of people who do what we do. Most gun writers, they do gun reviews. They talk about hunting or shooting, that sort of thing, which I do myself for a couple of different publications. But the people who really dig into the gun type political news, there's really not very many of us out there.
No.
And you'll never find one of us in the newsroom of the Washington Post. I guarantee that.
No. Case in point, you pointed out on Ammoland on the 4th how the anti-gunners of New York have hit a Second Amendment wall, which I take that to mean that Bruin was really well written and there's no getting away from it. What was your take on this?
Well, yeah, that's one of the, I think that was the compelling reason for me to write that story. A lot of people in the firearms community, and certainly outside of the firearms community, I don't think they really appreciate the full impact of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association v. Bruin, the ruling that came down 6-3 from the Supreme Court back in, I think it was on June 23rd. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion for the majority. And if you sit down and read it, I think it runs 63 pages. Read that and you will find some of the most clear, concise thinking on the protections that the Second Amendment is supposed to provide, and on some of the things that the Second Amendment now, and of course it always has, but is certainly now since it's been printed, the things that the Second Amendment doesn't let government do. And one of those, the main one, I think, is the importance of not having to show the police a good cause in order to exercise the right to carry a firearm for your personal protection. No other constitutionally protected right requires a citizen to prove to anybody that they've got a good cause to exercise a right. You don't have to prove to the police or get a permit from the police to exercise your First Amendment rights. If you did that, there wouldn't be any newspapers around. You certainly don't need permission from the police to consult an attorney, especially if you're arrested and charged with a crime. That is a protected right. You have the right to remain silent. Now, I don't need the permission from the police to not say anything. Of course, in my case, it would almost be impossible. But you see, the Second Amendment up to Bruin has been treated differently. And Justice Thomas even said somewhere in his explanation, that doesn't happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore. This is going to stop. We don't treat the Second Amendment any different than any other rights. And because of that, the state of New York immediately tried to dance around the Bruin ruling. And two cases, one of them filed by the Second Amendment Foundation, another one filed by the Gun Owners of America, have brought that to a screeching halt. In the GOA case, Judge, his name escapes me for the moment, a judge in the Northern District of New York, federal Sotheby? Judge. Yeah, Sotheby, that's right.
Yeah.
He ruled that large segments of this new gun law that was adopted by the legislature in Albany are unconstitutional. In the Western District out in Buffalo, Judge Sinatra, another federal judge, ruled that a couple other parts of the law are simply unconstitutional, which refers specifically to the prohibition, simply by fiat, that citizens could not carry firearms in church for their own defense. And we've all seen the stories around the country of where, you know, people have mounted attacks in churches, a couple in Texas, one in down in, I think it was North Carolina. You know, you've got to stop that sort of thing. And the best way to do that, since the police are always minutes away when seconds count, is to be able to defend yourself. And Judge Sinatra said, "Nah, sorry, New York, you can't do this." What they simply did was they said all churches and, well, all places of worship in the state of New York are now sensitive areas where you can't carry firearms. The Second Amendment Foundation found a couple of clergymen who had already been carrying firearms in their places of worship to protect both themselves and members of their congregations. And so the judge said, "I'm sorry, the state of New York, that's no good. Go back to square one and start all over again." He's issued a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction against the exercise of that force of the law. So I think the guys in Albany are going to have to redraw the whole thing, and when they do, they better be darn careful that they stay within the boundaries of what the Supreme Court says is constitutional.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. We're back to another.
Sure.
Again, talking to Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. That is the biggest bang for your buck. You don't know what you're empowering when you join the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be right back with more of the fact slinging that he does. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
November 10th marks the 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. It traces its origins to 1775 and the Second Continental Congress. At the U.S. Marine Corps Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, a wreath-laying ceremony is followed by a gun salute. President Biden is set to meet with the Chinese president next week. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden said he plans to discuss how the United States and China can avoid conflict when he meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during a trip to Bali, Indonesia next week. Currently, the United States and China have mutual political, economic, and security interests. Taiwan is where the two sides differ.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, we're talking with writer Dave Workman, and I mean, like I said earlier, he does a lot of things at the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He is friends to a lot of friends of the show, to the Walters and to the Williams and to the Weingartens, and I have followed him as long as I followed anybody. I've been doing this job Dave, for 10 years. And In the beginning, the only people I could find that wrote about this on a regular basis was you and Kodria as gun rights examiners. So,
well, you know, David and I and there was a Mike. Vanderbilt. That's yeah. I always yeah. had trouble with Mike's last name.
Yeah,
David and Mike actually. Broke the story about Fast and Furious, and they had been writing about it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And I was just doing something routinely around here, as a journalist, that's what I do. And I stumbled across, I literally tripped over something regarding a report, an investigation that was going to be launched or that was being encouraged anyway, by Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. And here's a guy, I had the opportunity to talk to him personally. He called me up. And he's one of the nicest guys on the phone, and he really cut his teeth, or as I used to put it, he made his bones in Congress by tracking down government waste, government excess, and in some cases, government dishonesty. And he is by far one of the most honest politicians I have ever encountered. And he does a great interview. And even at his age, he's in his 80s now, and he was approaching his 80s 10 years ago when this story broke. Boy, he's really at the top of his game. And so I spent some time with him. I started digging into some stuff. I called Code Rhea up. And I say, look, you know, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be poached into your story. And he told me, he says, Dave, there is so much going on. There's lots of room for you. So the three of us, and then Cheryl Atkinson, who was with the CBS News,
yep,
was working the story. And I talked to her, I don't know, once or twice. I traded some email with her. And Will LaJeunesse at Fox News, we really were the only people, I think, seriously following this controversy for, I don't know, I put in 2.5 years on it anyway, following this Fast and Furious debacle. It was a horrible scandal. I like David because he's a curious guy. And he digs this stuff out. Well, Fast and Furious turned out to be a kind of a gold mine for a handful of us that really went after this. The mainstream, I should say mainstream, they're not mainstream at all. They're always toward the left bank of the river. But the establishment media were just very reluctant to touch that story, primarily because it brought up the word scandal in relation to the Obama administration. But I think scandal is being polite when you talk about what was going on there. This was an attempt by the ATF to track firearms, allegedly, from the United States to drug cartels in Mexico. And honestly, it blew up in their faces with the murder of Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, in December of 2010, I believe, if I recall correctly. And two of the guns that were recovered at the crime scene had been logged as part of this Fast and Furious thing. And from there, it went south by the shortcut. The great story, but it was a terrible story, too.
Yeah. Speaking of a great story, you decided to do some like counting off on your fingers about the apparent gun control failures and the evidence of them, that the gun controllers themselves conveniently choose to ignore. So what?
Bill, this was a story that it just kind of fell in my lap. And there were a couple of things that I found while I was reading up, believe it or not, the Seattle police blotter. And one thing that became common is, to my notice, is that guns that were taken from recidivist felons were stolen. And I got to thinking, no, wait a minute. These guys don't walk into Joe's gun shop down on the corner of 5th and Vine to fill out a 4473, and yet they're walking around with guns. And this is something that I think the gun control crowd, and particularly the gun prohibition lobby, and I'm the one who coined that phrase, the gun prohibition lobby, deliberately ignores, because they want to try to convince the public, A, that bad guys can buy guns at gun stores, which is nonsense. And yet you can't keep guns out of their hands because they don't play by the rules. They ignore the law. That's why we call them outlaws. And here we are with one story after another from various places across the country. Excuse me, not just Seattle, although I think four of the cases I cited were right from Seattle, where police would arrest people and find them armed, and these people had criminal records, and they were in possession of firearms illegally. And so I wrote this story for Ammo Land. It was published here earlier this week, and hopefully somebody will look at that, and the old Ford light bulb will come on. And, hey, wait a minute. Geez, maybe we didn't think of that, you know. And it's a lot better than trying to hit them in the head with a brick. If you hit them in the head with the facts, at least somebody somewhere is going to say, you know, wait a minute here. Let's relook what we're trying to do. That is the best thing that I could hope for as a journalist, that I have some kind of impact on people who try to make these decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I point out on a regular basis is that all gun control is all aimed at law-abiding people because nobody else is going to follow it. Nobody's going to pay any attention to it. The criminals certainly aren't because, hey, that's their stock in trade. But when, especially where you're at, I mean, they've tried some silly things, and all of it's always backfired. The funniest thing I saw happen was when Seattle got out there and said, you know, we're going to impose a tax on all the gun stores in the city limits, and they're going to, every time they sell a gun, we're going to get a tax. And we're going to make millions and millions of dollars in it. And are there any gun stores left in the city limits of Seattle now?
Well, there is one or two that I know of.
Right.
And this tax bill that you referred to, this is something that was adopted really hastily back in 2015. It's based on a tax that was imposed in Cook County, which is essentially Chicago, Illinois. In the Seattle's case, the proponents of this thing predicted that it would bring in anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000 a year in tax revenue. Because the tax not only is on the sale of each firearm, but on the sale of each cartridge, shotgun shell, rimfire, centerfire, metallic cartridges. And this would come into the city coffers, which they would in turn use to allegedly finance anti-violence efforts. They have never come close to achieving the revenue that they predicted. And in the years since they adopted this, the number of murders in Seattle has gone up, not down.
Yeah.
And I have frequently written that this proves only one thing, that the gun control is a failure.
There you go. Hang on one more time for me talking to Dave Workman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on The Firing Line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, talking to writer and many other things, editor, director, many other things, Second Amendment Foundation, various online entities, Ammo Land, just everywhere, talking about Dave Workman. I have to confess to you that I looked at historical precedent and I looked at what I thought would be a, prevailing attitude with gas prices and inflation and crime spiking and all these other things. And I said to myself, the Democrats are toast. And part of this I lay with the Republican Party, because the Republican Party, most of their platform was, we're not the Democrats. But what is your take on this this fine election we've just gone through?
Well, Bill, overwhelmingly, I'm disappointed. We were told for days and maybe even a couple of weeks that there was going to be this red wave and maybe a red tsunami that was going to sweep Democrats by the bushel out of Congress and maybe change the direction of some state legislatures, a coattail effect. And instead of a roar, it really, outside of Florida, it turned into something of a whimper, if not a gasp. And I think what has happened, and conservatives and even gun owners are frequently guilty of this, they have snatched victory from the jaws of defeat. Or snatched defeat, I should say, from the jaws of victory.
I knew what you meant.
But, well, I wanted to make sure that the listeners didn't think I was crazy.
Okay.
The problem is complacency. They heard that there was going to be a red wave, and so many people, after hearing that, just said, well, I don't have to vote. Somebody else is going to carry the water for me again. I'm just going to sit here and watch reruns on TV, and I don't need to even get up off my chair. I don't have to fill out a mail-in ballot or any of that stuff. I'm just going to sit back and relax. And we didn't have as strong a voter turnout in some parts of the country as we should have, if there is such public anger over the direction of the country right now. Whatever else gun owners are, they're also consumers. They're taxpayers. They have to buy gas at the gas station. They got to buy groceries at the grocery store. We got to do all of this stuff. We have to buy clothing for ourselves, our kids, pay our taxes. And all of these things were going strongly against the Democrats. And yet, here we are, two or three days after the election, and there are still ballots being counted because so many races are so close that should have been blowouts.
Yeah.
And we're not going to know for sure, although the trend is tending toward the GOP, that Republicans will take at least control of the House. But the control of the Senate is probably going to come down to a runoff race in Georgia between Walker and Warnock. And that's really not the way this should have worked out. And the problem that I see, and I just got through writing about this at AmmoLand, the story will probably be posted sometime Thursday. Joe Biden has gotten back his cockiness. And he was in front of a press conference on Wednesday, pretty much crowing over the fact that the red wave didn't happen and that he was determined to ban so-called assault weapons. I mean, he's got this thing about guns that goes back for decades, ever since he first arrived on Capitol Hill. And he also maintains this image of being a Capitol Hill tough guy. Hey, don't give me any crap. I'm going to get you, you know. He'll take Biden out behind the gym, you know, all that stuff. And he has regained enough of that cockiness to tell reporters that, hey, I'm going to run in 24, and we're gonna talk about it with our family, but I have no intention of changing course. And this is the kind of thing that happens when people who are angry and spout off their anger on social media don't pick up a ballot and fill it out and vote. Instead of showing the country that, hey, you know, we have a right to change our government, instead, way too many people sat this one out and said, hey, We're all wind. We're not any action. We're blowing smoke. And that's the disappointing part of this. In some places, the voter turnout was like 25-30% of all the ballots that should have shown up.
Yeah.
And so I scratched my head at this. Instead of losing 50 or 60 seats like everyone was talking about prior to the election, I think the Republicans are going to be happy if they have an 8-15 seat majority in the House.
Yeah. And the you make an interesting point, because you were just talking about expressing all this frustration and anger on social media. Is that the new, is virtue signaling now going virtual? Is that what it all boils down to? Because I look at a lot of things that happen as virtue signaling. It's one thing to get out there and research an article and write an article. It's one thing to get out there and, you know, create a stir, try to, you know, stay consistent or something. It's quite another thing just to get out there and publish everything you see on social media. There's a lot of social media warriors out there. Is that diluting our voting mechanism? Is that diluting the voter core?
Yeah, I think, Bill, to some extent, you're right. In fact, you're probably spot on right there. Part of what I do, I pay attention to social media because that's where you see and kind of read and gauge the opinions of gun owners out there and the frustration that gun owners have felt for so many years, because we're always the scapegoats for people who are in positions of authority who really can't do anything about crime. They know they can't. So what do? They legislate against honest people like you and me and say, hey, you know, look what we did. Well, you really didn't do anything. But the social warriors, as you, and that's a good description, they'll get on social media and they'll whine about, you know, we need to remove this guy. We need to impeach Biden. We need to throw these guys. We need to hang everybody. You know, that's all hot air. And the only poll really that counts is the one that occurs on election day. And if you're too darn lazy to fill out a ballot and protect your rights, you shouldn't depend on the National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You shouldn't depend on any of those national or state level groups to come in and save your bacon, because really the buck stops at your easy chair.
Yep.
Not at some office in Fairfax or in Bellevue. The buck stops at your chair. You're a citizen, and you have not only a right but a responsibility to take control of your own life, and that means you got to vote. And there's so many people out there, and I saw this just the other day on Monday, for example. Some guy came in onto one of my pages that I keep an eye on. You know, I'm not going to vote. And gee whiz, you know, what's the use? Every time I vote, the election goes against me, so why bother? And all that guy was doing was discouraging other people from voting.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't have any tolerance for that at all.
No. I'm running out of time. Dave, thank you very much for joining me. Check out.
Well, it's sure been a pleasure, Bill, and
yes,
thanks
sir.
Very much for having me.
I want to do it again, too. I do want to do it again. SAF.org, you can find Mr. Workman's work at Amoland.com, and amongst other places. And as for me, I'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.